your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, with Reiki Master and host, Phyllis Lee Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now, here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto. Today I have a woman named Nellie Braet, who's with me from the Netherlands. And she has participated, along with doing many other things in her Reiki life, she has participated in an organization called Reiki Worldwide. And I'm very excited to have this project be talked about over the airwaves. And I'm sure that she will have some very interesting stories to tell us. Welcome to the program, Nellie.
Thank you.
We're a little nervous today. Nellie, can you tell our listeners about how you met Reiki? And
yes, I can. It is an interesting story.
Yeah.
I was working as a psychotherapist. And I met people who told me about Reiki. And I noticed that they go quicker through the process. And I was also a spiritual therapist. So I give also energy treatment. And when I did it by a Reiki master, and he said, "This is Reiki." I did not know what Reiki was.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And that makes me curious.
Ooh,
what is Reiki?
I can imagine.
It was very funny. I just stopped with my work by my age. And then my sister was phoned by a friend. And she said, "I want to do a Reiki course. And there is still more place. Maybe you are interested in it also." And my sister was with me and the family on holiday. And Frans and I, we were just near the telephone. So then I said, "I want to do Reiki too." And Frans said, "I want to do Reiki also. And the other brother also. So we went together to the Reiki course. And I remember still the Saturday afternoon, we had a free afternoon. And I thought, what happened? It was so very special. And I could not find the word. I only could be silent. And it was such a very special feeling that it took me a long time before I had some words for it.
Beautiful. And that was in the middle of your Reiki class.
Yes, that was in the middle. Yeah.
And then what happened after, when you finished your class?
Well, then I thought, now I know what Reiki is. So I thought, I was on with some other spiritual directions also. And I thought, well, three is too much. So I am there and there. But now I know what Reiki is. And I use it a lot for myself. And then we had the reunion, and some people said, "I want to do Reiki too." And I said, I don't want to do Reiki do. I know what Reiki is, and that's enough for me. And then it was very special, for I really had said it. And in the evening, I went to bed, and suddenly, what never happened, I had a picture of three babies laying on their
stomach.
And my first thought was, well, is it still necessary to do also Reiki? I didn't know, I fall asleep. And in the night I had to go to the toilet. And I hurt my toe. And I hear myself saying, and I know I was not saying it, Reiki 2 is born. Well, so then I went to Reiki 2, and then I feel very quick, I have to go further. For with Reiki you can go more in the deepness. And I want to be a Reiki master. And then I started.
Wonderful. So somewhere back in your story, you said that you were of the age where you quit your work.
I was 60. When I became 60, I could stop with my work.
So I would never imagine. I've known you for quite a while, so I never would imagine that you were that much over 60. So we never ask a woman her age, right?
No.
Okay, so you all just...
So I had my pension.
Yes. Yeah, your pension.
So I never had the problem from to be a Reiki master and to earn the money, or for that was no problem for me.
Yeah, what a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, and do you have a special story that you have in your Reiki life that you love very much and use in your teaching? Something special that happened with you?
Very special was the children class. There were four children. Two boys of 8 years and two girls of 10. And I asked them, well, why do you want to be to go to the Reiki class? And the girl of 10 said, I want to see it. I said, and what is it? And he said, I love God so much, and that is why I want to do Reiki. And I was so surprised by this answer.
What did she say? I didn't quite get it.
I love God.
I love God so much.
That is why I want to do Reiki.
Wow, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And then after 3 months, I asked, well, can you tell, is something changed? And a little boy from 8, he said, I'm more love. I'm not so naughty anymore.
I'm not so naughty.
I don't quarrel so much with my sisters. And he was looking to his hands, and they were not hurt so much.
That beautiful? Yeah. That's very sweet.
Yeah, and I said very special. A young man, he just had the Reiki course, and some days later he phoned me from Nelly, my mother. She is very ill, and just she have heard she can only live for 3 months. She had cancer, and I should like to give her a Reiki treatment, but it is also I'm also a bit afraid. Will we do it together? And I said, oh, it's okay. And his mother was still able to come. And so we give together a Reiki course, and I noticed she was very afraid of for dying. And instead, after that she was dead after 3 months, she came in the Reiki class, and she got still a year, and then she could die very quiet.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So she was told by the doctors that she had 3 months to live.
Yes.
And then she had some treatments.
And then, yes.
And then decided to take the course.
Yeah.
And then she lived for another year.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great. And how did her son feel about all this?
Oh, very good. Her son and his wife and her daughter and her friends, they all had Reiki. So we give together a Reiki treatment also.
Beautiful.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So, well, part of the reason why I asked you to come in on this interview is your involvement with something called Reiki Worldwide. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to start out with a little bit of a story about how it began?
Yes. Huh. Well, I read an article in the Reiki magazine from Nicoline de Kroon. And during the war in Bosnia, she oft came there from motherhood. And after the war, the mothers ask her, can you help us to give all the to go further with life after all the bad things of the war? Many men were dead and family destroyed, and then in the Reiki magazine, Nicoline asked if there were people who want to have a weekend, preparation weekend, and so that we go with Reiki people every month for 1 week to Bosnia. And I read it and said, yes, I want to go there. And so I give me for I sent a letter that I want to go to the weekend.
I'm going to have to just hold it right there. So Nelly is going to go to the weekend, and we are going to go to a station break. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today we're talking with Nellie Braid. She's from the Netherlands, and she was at least 60 when she met Reiki and has had a wonderful Reiki life since retiring. And she got involved in an organization called Reiki Worldwide, a group of people from masters from just Reiki students from different countries.
Different countries,
yeah,
yes.
Who went to Bosnia for a week, 1 week each month, for the last, how many years? Several years.
Seven years. Now.
7 years. Yeah. So this is Nellie's story. So she's just excited about seeing a magazine article and signing up for the preparatory weekend. Go for it, Nellie. And then what happened? So you went to the weekend.
I went to the weekend, and I was very, very surprised. There were 6 people from the States, and from Ireland there were some people, and from Switzerland, and most of Holland, of course. We were 40, and I noticed all different people with all different kinds of Reiki.
Uh-huh.
I met one, she had Reiki 1, 2, and 3 in 2 weekends.
Uh-huh.
But I was talking with her, and it was interesting to hear how she have done it and what she felt. But I thought, my goodness, what to do with so such a variety, different people.
Uh-huh. Such a wonderful collection of people, huh?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And then, of course, we had to know a lot of the culture, the Muslim culture, and preparation, and but on Saturday evening we had a stone, and everyone was talking from his heart what to say. I thought, my goodness, how do we do that with Reiki when everyone is so different? And Nicoline was so strong, and then she said, but when we go to initiate in Bosnia, then it is the Usuiriki Shikirio. And all the people could understand that if we go there, we have not to bring all different kinds of Reiki streams. And it was clear everyone could go to Bosnia to give treatments, and we learned also the Osho-i Chikaryo treatments. And and it was in November, and in January the four people went to Bosnia. I was one of the four.
Wow, how was that? What was it like? So you got on an airplane.
Yes.
You flew there.
Yes.
You got off the airplane, and then what?
And then, just that Saturday evening, when we always go from Saturday to Saturday, Saturday evening, Nicoline was there. Just that was a surprise for us. And
I'm sure a relief, because she's always very strong and knows what to do, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we had names, and we had to phone. And the Sunday, we had to have a look in the city and visit the. There was a place where many children in the war, it was in Tuzla, many children were killed there on a Sunday afternoon in the free time of the young people. There were thrown...
Grenades?
Grenades in the town. And there was a special... cemetery for the people, so we visit them. And the first day we give a lot of treatment. What is the next step for the people we want to meet? We could not reach, and they were all on the course. But what I felt, there was so much pain. On the street, you could feel it. From the war, but before were very good with each other, and to make the next step. And I think because it was also so. Tension, we have laughed a lot.
Well, and laughter often relieves tension, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So the four of you on the first day just sat and tried to, and gave Reiki and tried to feel what was next.
What is the next? And I remember in the afternoon, we went to the university to meet the doctor, and there we saw different people who we want to speak to, and we make appointments with them. And the next day we should go to one of the camps. Camps are always outside the town, and very sad. The mentality, the sphere, but it and we met there the children and some families, and the man from Motherhood who brought us there, he said, "Sibyl, oh, you are from Reiki. I've met once a Reiki master. It is a man. He is always quiet and everyone is here nervous. So on one day I went to him and I asked him, how is it possible that you are so quiet and everyone is nervous? And then he told him, I've meditated a lot and I'm a Reiki master. And I said, you have to met him. So he immediately phoned him, and the next evening we had an appointment with him, and we should eat together. And then he came with two Reiki 2 students, and we all have told who we were, how we met Reiki. And it was very interesting. We were also very surprised to meet that there were Reiki masters.
Right.
And we asked him also to want on Friday we should give Reiki treatments to people who were doing a course that was for homeopathy. And we should tell there something of Reiki, and we asked him if he went with us, and he was sleeping. How are you doing? We give them some treatments, not laying but sitting. And yeah, that was on the last day, but between the time we visited some institutes where mothers and children were, and we gave them Reiki. We were to give Reiki to the staff, the people of the
staff.
And so to show what is Reiki, that she could feel it. And it was very interesting. We give it to Sam, and sitting on a chair, so a little a bit. And then she went, and the next came inside, and the next came again, and then there came some a young woman, and there was a Dutch woman, and she said she has had it, but she don't believe in it. I said, does not matter, if you want you can sit down. And she sat down, and it was gone after a short time. And then we decided in the afternoon to give treatment laying on the floor. We had some mattress. And then we have give Reiki treatment to the people who had some more time. And that were special the mothers from the children in that house.
Okay, so we're already up to a station break again. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. And we'll be back with Nellie's story about giving Reiki in Bosnia just after the war ended in just a few moments.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Marissa, are you ready yet? I know you can hear me. You are not missing school again. Marissa! You trying to be a nobody or something? Let's go! Alright then. Hit it. You can hear this! Hey guys, move closer! That's it! Girl, I am not leaving!
Hey, whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. A real friend can make all the difference.
Cut that noise, yo! I'm coming! Took you long enough. Thanks for the help, guys.
For more ways to help, go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office, Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing, broadcast each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm here with Nellie Breit from the Netherlands, and she was one of the first of a group of people who went to Bosnia to treat people there. And the association is Reiki Worldwide, and the program is to prepare people to go and spend a week, 1 week each month, in Bosnia, giving Reiki. And we're in the very last day of your first week there, which was about 7 years ago, I understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so did you end up giving Reiki to the people in the camp? Or
no, that was not real Reiki. It was with the children more, yeah, so the children were drawing and we put our hands and sing. Not yet.
Uh-huh.
After that, we were giving the next groups were giving more Reiki. It was real the first time and we were trying what's possible, what's not possible. And,
just sort of trying to get an introduction into the country and into the Reiki, Reiki connection.
Yeah,
great. So how many times have you gone back then?
I'm not sure, 6 or 7 times. I think 7 times I've been there.
So like one each year?
Each year, yeah.
Uh-huh. And there were so many people in that first group, 40 people. So did she do more preparations? And
every year there is a preparation.
And then the people out of that go to Bosnia?
Yes. Most people go to Bosnia. It is also some people have more time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and
so more people, some people have more time and then they can go more often.
And do more, for also in Holland, they have to do work. Or there are also groups to give public relation or to take care for each other. And so the some people, but most people go to Bosnia. And I think to go to Bosnia, it is so very special for later on when you are in the street.
I'm going to just move the microphone. You keep moving back.
Oh, excuse me. later on, the second time when I came, that it is, you know more, and you go to the houses, and all the day you are giving Reiki treatments in the morning, and sometimes in the evening. We visited different houses where mother and children comes, some for 5 months, some during the day. We came in an orphan house with children who were mental or physical handicapped.
Uh-huh.
And by the children, we know, if you give them a treatment, so oft they are sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Very quick. And I remember a woman, she said, I don't know how to go further with my life. I want treatment. And and after the treatment, she could be so, so glad.
To be alive?
Yeah, to be more quiet or... And I remember also I gave an old woman a treatment, and now so many pain you feel. And then now I had the thinking, oh, her husband had died, her son is killed in war, daughter with sexual...
has been raped?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And... Awful stories, and the woman was laying so, she had tears on her wings and still quiet. From it is as it is. So, it touched me very deep. So.
And what was touching for you? Her willingness to accept what had happened,
yes,
and to live?
Yes.
And
yes, that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
That's what I felt.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But you felt also the pain.
Uh-huh.
So
yes? What did you all do to not take that pain on yourselves? Because you were just immersed in it when you were there. Is that true? Did you Reiki? Did you give Reiki to yourselves, and did you do other things to?
You are so in the Reiki energy,
uh-huh,
and we could share it with each other.
Uh huh.
Sometimes you give each other treatments when it was necessary.
Uh-huh. Were you able to talk with each other?
Yeah. With the people there?
No. With each other your own trauma and your own
connection. With the people there, I've always had many nice contacts with the people who give Reiki treatments there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then who pays for all of this?
Everyone pays her own journey and staying there.
Uh-huh.
So, it is... you are volunteer and you pay for it. Just,
uh-huh. And then I thought that Nicolene rented an apartment or something,
yes,
that you stayed in.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But now motherhood is not more there.
Right.
So the
apartment's
is
gone.
And now we stay by one of the people who always get a Reiki treatment. And in the week that we are there, she stays with her daughter, with her sister.
Uh-huh. So, and then you use her house.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we hire the house and we pay for it.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like that you have people come to you for treatments, and then you also go out and go to other people's homes.
No, we go.
Always
go out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it
uh-huh
is seldom. Sometimes we have had it once in the evening that still a woman came who was very bad and need 4 days
in a row.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
But else we always go send that out.
And do you do a lot of 4 days in a row? Like, do you have people come every day, or do you go to someone every day, or usually it's different people every day?
Different people. Different people every day. There are so many people.
And are the have the conditions changed in Bosnia in the last 7 years?
Yes. I noticed, and that was when we visited the camps, that one of the men said, "Van, it is still very gross, but you feel people became some more trust." And it's of course very important, but we still a little, but he felt it. He came from there and he told it to us that he felt it.
So I'm not quite getting it. So the people in the camps,
yes,
they're still living in camps,
yes,
in very primitive conditions,
yes.
I would think.
Yeah.
So these people, they have more trust,
yeah.
Or more, more trust in what?
More trust in life,
I
think. But in the camps it is still always very difficult.
Are they pretty, are they, do you go in them very much to do Reiki?
We go in the camps and the people can come to us, and the medical doctor, she is one who has...
Hello, we're back again. I'm sorry, that was a phone that was ringing. I had to go turn it off. So we're back, and Nelly was just talking about going to the camps and talking and treating people in the camps with the medical doctors. And they come, and you stay where the medical doctors are, and people come to you to treat?
The medical doctor often said, go to a Reiki treatment. And she has received Reiki, Usuishi Kiryoho. And she goes to the camps in her free time, for she is working in a house where mothers and children are living, and give their treatment. And in their free time, they go to the camps.
And take care of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Well, we're going to take a station break because this is a good place to break. Otherwise, when I ask Nelly another question, we'll be overtime. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We'll be right back with the last segment. Lovely.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, there you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the law of attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
For with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. Get your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today I'm with Nellie Breit from the Netherlands, and we're talking about her trips to Bosnia and going to treat the people there, mostly the women and children. So, Nellie, in your trips to Bosnia, and you're seeing that people, that life is changing there, but obviously not very fast because it's been 7 years and people are still living in camps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you have a feeling of great despair that it will never change, or do you feel like there is change coming somehow?
Well, what we try is to meet, to have the contact with the Reiki people there also.
Uh-huh.
And we try to bring them to our work.
Uh-huh.
It is our seal that they go further.
Yes.
And we are starting that they go with us to gift Reiki treatments.
So now you're having people who actually live in Bosnia come with you to do the Reiki treatments as well.
But sometimes they are there. It is still the beginning of it.
Yes, yes.
It is very important. There are also two people for the people who are there, who have to contact with them when there is problems, that the two people from there can phone or ask their help.
So two people who live in Bosnia are like the contact people for the other Reiki people.
Yeah, no, that is rather new. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, and that's also that we for that we want to go with the Reiki people from there, that we more go together.
Uh-huh.
But that is still the beginning.
Uh-huh. And then they learn more also about treating with Reiki.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So are people, so the so people can still sign up and go there if they want to. Is that true?
The people from there? Yeah. No.
No, other people, like people listening on the radio show. Can they?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. For now the Reiki magazine is not there. We have no more contact, so it is very nice when people who hear this and are interested, they can gift them for Reiki Worldwide.
Say. Right. Huh. So for those listeners who are interested more in finding out more about this program, you can contact Reiki Worldwide through their website.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
And we'll have the website on the e-card. So if you want to get a hold of Reiki Worldwide, just contact the website. So, Nellie, I'd like to come back to you. And just, I know that you've been teaching in the Netherlands as well as doing this special program. And I'm wondering if you can share with us what this experience has brought you in your life with Reiki.
once I wrote an article that if you will you grow in Reiki, go to Bosnia.
If you want to grow in Reiki, go to Bosnia.
Yes. Uh-huh. For it, you are so filled, full with Reiki energy. You give such a lot of treatment, and it gives yourself so much. To give the treatment, so many treatment, and the gratitude from the people and what happens there. I always feel very thankful when I have been there.
Uh-huh. And I'm just wondering, it just is an interesting question, like, you give a lot of treatments when you're in Bosnia,
yes.
And what if you did the same amount of treatments in the Netherlands? Would you have the same feeling, do you think?
During the treatment, I think, but it is when you are in Bosnia, you give so many treatments that it is stronger.
Uh-huh. But what if you did the same number of treatments?
I think maybe. Uh-huh. I don't have the experience.
No? Oh, maybe you guys should do an experiment and see.
Can do.
Uh-huh. But sometimes I feel, so this is my theory,
yes,
that when we're in places that you are, that your actual physical safety,
yes,
is threatened somehow, even though, of course, there's not a war there, but the energy of physical threat is still alive there. And when you're in that place, then your energy becomes much more present, and you become much more conscious of what's happening, because you have to be.
Yes, yes.
You have to be. You don't get to relax and kind of space out.
That's
a kind of theory that I have about your feeling about being so filled with Reiki while you're there.
That's right. That is real.
And so when you spoke about your spiritual therapy,
yes,
you did psychological therapy and then you did spiritual therapy.
Yes.
What was that?
Well, that were two different directions. The one was via the body,
uh-huh,
and then first physical, and then with the energy, and then with the chakras, auras.
Uh-huh.
And the other was that was in the beginning of the 80s, of the end of the 70 years, from that you became make a journey before you was born, or notice things,
see,
and reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
And in that time, that was all very new.
Uh-huh.
And then I have done also a course for spiritual psychotherapy.
Uh-huh. Spiritual psychotherapy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Well, I wish that we had more time to get into that. But do you use your therapy skills in Bosnia?
No.
When you're treating?
No.
You just go and do Reiki.
Yes. Also the language is
difficult. Right. Exactly. So do you work through interpreters?
Sometimes. Once there was a girl, she was during the war in Germany, so she could speak German. But most time it is the language with the hand, people say, bolly, bolly, pain, pain. Maybe it is also good, for the stories are so sadness.
Yes.
And it's good to feel it, to feel it, and it is not necessary to hear all the the stories.
Yes, I suppose you hear them with your heart.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Nellie, thank you so much for this time and your stories. It's really beautiful, and I have a sense about what the excitement is and also how touching it is to go to a place like Bosnia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover how you can find balance from within.